Hello and welcome to the 10th episode of the Pod Up Podcast. I am Matthew Passy. This week we have a special guest. He's not a podcaster per se, but he's definitely an influencer in the industry. His name is Joseph Berman. He is the creator and curator of the Pod to Pod newsletter. It gets sent out on a weekly basis, and it's all about podcasting. He talks about how he developed this newsletter and why he loves the podcasting community. And if you aren't, make sure you go to pod2pod.com and sign up for the newsletter. It's pod2pod.com, not pod, the number two pod. So pod2pod.com. There will obviously be a link in the blurb here so you can go right to it. Now, just to, as the before the interview gets underway, I want to let you know I used the Ringer app to record this interview because of some scheduling constraints between Joe and I. And you're going to hear that Joe sounds pretty good on it. Me, not so much. But stick with the interview. And at the very end, after Joseph and I are done chatting, I'll explain what happened and why I might not sound so great. But all in all, this is actually sort of an endorsement for the Ringer app. What happened was not their fault. It was mine. So bear with me and still, you know, continue to check out Ringer. I talked about it before, bringing it up again. But before we jump into the interview with Joseph and Ringer, I want to tell you about something else I discovered this week in terms of podcasting that could be great for you, especially if you are just starting out in podcasting. It's called Awesound. Like awesome, but with sound. Awesound. AWESOND.com. The creator of Awesound is this great guy named Mark Moriarty. We actually chatted back and forth on the phone. I saw, online, I saw that this platform was coming out. I wanted to futz around with it. I had some questions. I emailed. He got back to me right away, answered a bunch of my questions. He actually took a few minutes on Skype to like demo this product with me and take me through some of it. And I gave him some feedback on what I thought, and really responsive, really great guy. So definitely check out awesound.com. And just to let you know, Awesound is actually another hosting service for podcasts, but it does so much more than that. So you can easily and quickly upload files to Awesound. You can create an RSS feed so you can take it from here and put it on iTunes and Stitcher and, you know, wherever else that you want to have your things get played. Your audio files, you can add little images and links and things like that and put the timer on there so that, you know, when people get to a certain spot, they kind of know, oh, well, we talked about, let's say, in this case, awesound.com. Boom, there's the link. Or if you click on the link in the description, it's like, oh, go to 1 minute and 45 seconds in, and that's where I talk about this. So really some neat features for even more metadata getting into your podcasting feed. On top of that, they have some great features that are going to help people with SEO and podcasting in terms of making sure that what you are putting out there is easy for people to find and search for you. And the best part yet is they're going to have an advertising structure where any podcaster, and this is especially good for people just starting out who, you know, maybe can't get the attention of a real big marketer, anybody can insert ads into their podcast the same way you could on, say, YouTube. So that feature is going to be out a little bit later this year, but in the meantime, it's definitely worth it for you to check out awesound.com. Again, it's AWESOND.com. Pod Up Podcast is being hosted on there as well as its usual other places. So I'm not getting paid to do this. I'm just telling you because I discovered it. I liked it. I decided to use it. And again, Mark has been fantastic with answering questions and helping and taking feedback and things like that. And so not only has he been great, but I think we're going to get him here on Pod Up Podcast to talk about it a little bit further and, you know, what sort of was the inspiration for it. So again, awesound.com. Check it out. It'll definitely be worth your time. All right. So in the meantime, we are going to go right into the interview with Joseph Berman from the Pod to Pod newsletter. And again, keep in mind, this whole thing was recorded on Ringer. And while I don't sound so good, take note that Joe sounds pretty good. And we'll talk about what happened afterwards. So enjoy. Well, we are very excited this week to have Joseph Berman on Pod Up Podcast. He is the curator and creator of the Pod to Pod podcasting community newsletter. They provide it once a week. There's lots of information about new shows, new activities, different technologies that you may want to get involved in. And so it's definitely a great resource for any podcaster should be looking into it. So Joseph, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for interviewing me, Matthew.
So, I mean, first and foremost, why did you want to do a newsletter on podcasting? What is it about this industry that just really appealed to you?
I got into podcasting from a Facebook group. I noticed a podcaster was talking about his podcast. I didn't even know what those podcasts were at that time. It was probably 2 or 3 years ago. And from that led me to start really listening to lots of podcasts. I downloaded on my phone, on my computers. I started becoming an avid listener of John Lee Dumas, of Entrepreneur on Fire. Entrepreneurship really piqued my interest at that time. And I was just really using the medium and seeing it evolve and develop and pop and become really, really popular.
But you had experience in the newsletter industry, just not necessarily the podcasting.
That's correct, yes.
Take me through a little bit more. What were some of the other early podcasts that you really liked, and what did you like about podcasting? What is it about digital audio that you just became so fascinated by?
I was able to get the content that I wanted without ridiculous sponsorship interruptions that you hear on the radio. And it was...
But a lot of podcasters do a spot in the middle. That doesn't bother you?
That doesn't really bother me. If you turn on the radio, it's much more saturated. And the more important thing for me was the fact that the speaker of the podcast host had control over the message, and you felt like he was talking directly. You still do. You feel like he's talking directly to you. And it was also on very, very niche subjects. So you could, there was really an ability for the host to go on a deep dive and really get into subjects.
Okay. So what, so I did cut you off. So what were some of the other early ones that really got you fascinated?
Read to Lead. There was just so many. There were so many out there. The one that I was really listening to was Entrepreneur on Fire. Read to Lead. I listened to Art of Charm. I listened to Dan Miller put out a podcast, 48 Days to the Work You Love. And those may have been it, you know?
Have you looked at some of the, you know, like other podcasts from bigger producers like the NPRs or... you know, Bloomberg's or like, you know, any mainstream publishers catch your attention?
No, and that may be why I was so interested and intrigued by the podcast, because I was able to get really what I wanted. And it was really very niche stuff that would not necessarily be published on the radio, etc.
So in doing this newsletter, have you like felt yourself become a part of the podcasting community? Do you chat with a lot of different podcasters? Do you go to the conferences and events? Or do you still kind of feel like an outsider just reporting in?
No, it's interesting. I actually feel like an insider, especially since I was there at the first podcast movement.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was really like community oriented. We really all got to know each other. And there's a certain level of community that really emerged as the podcasting was emerging, that really combined and created a unified force. And everyone who's in it right now, I still feel that they feel like they're a pioneer in the industry. And that's the way I see it.
It's so interesting that the people today still, like, even folks jumping in now sort of feel like pioneering, even though this thing has been around for, I mean, well over a decade right now.
Yeah, but you could say podcast on a dinner table conversation with people that... And they'll know what it is now. A few years ago, they did not know what it is.
So it's almost more like a second coming, a renaissance, another rebirth.
It's definitely a renaissance, and it fits into the bigger picture of the way we consume all media and even services, what people like to call the on-demand economy. It's push a button and it's here. So I really feel that it's playing into the whole Uber Lyft model, to tell you the truth.
Sort of like instead of calling a big corporation for something, now other users around the world are providing users with content.
Yes, obviously it's more of the Netflix model, but it's because it's media, but it is under that very big picture.
Also, like looking at some of the technology, because your newsletter does have a lot of industry news. It's, you know, it features some podcasters, features interviews about some of the folks who are pioneers in this industry right now. But you also look at some of the technology and the schools and different programs that people can use. What do you see in that realm as far as where this medium can go or needs to go to grow even further?
So it's still the really wild, wild west. And I don't know if there's no centralization in this industry or the centralization is very, very split. However, whatever perspective you like to see it at, the way I see it is that they will definitely evolve. There'll be different platforms that will cater to different specific needs. The one thing that we're really, I don't know how close or far we are from, that will really change things will be when you're able to search for different podcasts via the content that's in the podcast. Obviously, you could do it with show notes, but it's not really native to podcasting.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that the search seems to be the common answer when I talk to anybody about this industry. That's the one thing that they still feel like nobody's quite got is the ability to really find all the content that really fits into what you're looking for. You know, you have your headline names and the new noteworthies and things like that, but sometimes finding new stuff that fits your interests can be a little tricky.
Yeah, and it's a little bit like listening to podcasts and specifically subscribing to podcasts, which is something that also made podcasting very, very different, was the feed and the subscriptions, and people got really loyal audiences. So I think that's definitely going to grow, and people will definitely listen to shows. But to further on the search portion, there will be also, I assume there will be a growing number of people who are looking for specific audio content, and the subscription model does not cater to that.
I can see that. More one-offs than the, you know, regular weekly or even daily model.
Yeah, it's just a different model. It's similar. Tim Ferriss has this concept called just-in-time learning, or I don't remember exactly what he calls it, or just-for-knowledge learning. And right now, mm-hmm. podcasts, you'll find the subject, you subscribe to it, you'll probably become an expert on that subject. You'll know the real insides of that subject. But like I said, when you're looking for something specific, I haven't really found to be able to do that.
What's your favorite way? Like, what do you use for listening to podcasts? Are you just a regular iTunes user, or do you, you know, like with some of the alternative players out there?
Yeah, I don't know if I should say this on air because this is very polarized. I was using an Android for a long time, and I just mm-hmm. used Stitcher.
Okay.
And then I just switched to an iPhone, so I'm using their native app. But I'll probably be switching back to Android. So I just use the regular, whatever they have.
What's, I know it's not related to the podcast, but what's turning you back to Android?
I have a Note, so it's a bigger screen. Okay. And I feel like I could do more functionality.
I guess as an entrepreneur yourself and, you know, running anything that you run, you know, like a newsletter like this, you really need to be able to work wherever you are. And I guess for you, like that, like you said, your phone is almost like a mini computer, a mini office, right?
Yes, definitely.
What else do you want to see happening in podcasting, or you know, is it like something you're dying for someone to do out there?
That's an interesting question that I've never thought about. So I'll have to take a second.
While you're thinking, I'll tell you, like after listening to Serial, the great one from Sarah Koenig, and you know, that like really led to the second resurgence. I started thinking, you know, what about like the old radio shows from the 50s and 60s where they actually did like, you know, episodes of Superman and Batman, and you'd have people in the studio like making the sound effects of guys running and things like that, like almost like real theater of radio, but being done on the podcast model, which it almost fit into your one-off comment from earlier.
Oh, there will definitely be that if it's not already. I believe that there are some already, but I have no doubt that you will have plenty of audio narrative.
And maybe even more mass market appeal narrative coming soon.
Yeah. The one podcast which I didn't mention before, which I really got hooked on, is Alex Bloomberg's Startup.
Oh, yeah. I love what they're doing at Gimlet.
Yeah.
Reply All is also really good there, too. And I mean, if somebody listening to this, if you haven't listened to Startup, you really have to, because his first season, it's One, it's if you're into entrepreneurial podcasts, which a lot of us are, you know, he talks about starting his own business. And what's more is the business he's launching is all about podcasting. So like you sort of do get that like behind the scenes look into things. And it's just so well done. Not a lot of things are hidden. It's all out there for you.
Yeah. I also thought that he really taught us. I didn't listen to Serial, so you probably could have seen this from Serial, but he really taught the world that you can have a well-produced podcast. I did not even know that such a thing existed before.
You thought it was mostly just, you know, people interviewing each other or folks in their basements and, you know, just the conversational stuff.
Just like we're having right now, not as a bad thing. It's just a different form of communication.
Good conversation. Speaking of which, did you catch Marc Maron with POTUS? Depending on when you're listening to this, a couple of weeks ago?
I've put a lot of links to it in the pod to pod, but I did not get a chance to catch it. Like I told you before this interview, I'm finally getting to the point where I have to hire a VA. So I can't consume everything, although obviously I try to consume whatever I put out, but I have a pretty good filtering system, so it works.
I guess the last thing I really want to talk to you about, because, you know, newsletter industry, you know, someone who's, you know, sort of now a talking head of podcasting with your newsletter, you know, what do you see as monetization? Do you see more podcasters being able to get sponsors, or do you see, you know, have we peaked, plateaued, or do you think we still have lots of room to grow in terms of folks being able to monetize their digital audio?
There will be a lot of room to grow. And as you're talking, I'm actually noticing a very, very similar situation with with what people like to call influencer marketing, where it's also the wild, wild west. I don't know how many people are familiar, but podcasters are definitely included in influencer marketing. I was at the Silicon Beach Fest and there were panels about what they called influencer marketing. Social Media Examiner had an episode on influencer marketing. And the basic idea is that you have these mommy blogs, daddy blogs, gift blogs, whatever the blog it is, or podcasters or any other subject. And you have people who really cater to their audience. They talk about the subject with a lot of transparency, and they become the hub for those people. And as soon as that person recommends a product, creates a product, they already have engaged fans that will buy from them. I once listened to one PR firm. They said a mommy blog will get them a lot more sales than an article in the Wall Street Journal.
Wow. And you know, I've always heard that mommy blogs and even now more mommy podcasts.
Yes, yes. Really... When I say blogs, I was just using the term that they use for influencer marketing, but it's blogging, it's Twitter, it's Facebook, it's anybody who's built an audience around the specific genre.
Yeah, and the mom market in particular is such a big and strong one. I think, you know, to some extent, I think they're, you know, it's out there, but I definitely see women and mothers becoming a major, major driving force in this industry. And speaking of this industry, I mean, we're talking today, we're using the Ringer app, and this is actually a fantastic little app. I reviewed it a couple of weeks ago here on the Pod Up podcast. What are your thoughts on it? I mean, obviously you can't hear the sound quality right now, but as far as ease of use and, you know, what it allows podcasters to do, what are your thoughts on this one?
So I've linked to it, reported about it, but this is the first time I'm using it. And it was so simple. You sent me an email, it had a code. I downloaded the app, put the code in, a 5-digit code, and that was it. And the call just went.
And, obviously you can't hear this now, but you listening, you can hear the quality. It's pretty solid. You know, there's a little bit of a limitation, but at the very least, you're not hearing a lot of that Skype dropout, the you know, Hangouts dropout. So, you know, if you like the way this sounds, it's certainly worth checking out Ringer for your one-on-one podcast interviews for ease of use. So, Joseph, again, thank you so much again for coming on, chatting about Pod to Pod, chatting about your interest in podcasting. Anything else you want folks to know? I mean, obviously, first of all, I should say, make sure if you haven't already, go to pod2pod.com, sign up for the newsletter. While you're on the website, you can already go back and check out the archive, so you don't have to, you know, pretend like you're missing anything. Go back and check those out, but make sure you sign up and get the new ones. Joseph Furman here is the one who created it. Does a great job curating this content. Anything else you'd want to say to folks listening today?
I just wanted to go back to the part of you asked about monetization, if it's evolving. So I brought in influencer marketing as also, I think it is the wild, wild west. And what I believe will happen will be different influencers will have different relationships with different sponsors. Some will create their own products. Some will refer to other people's products. And it will really evolve into its own ecosystem.
Well, you heard it here from Joseph Berman, certainly, I think, an influencer marketer in his own right, with a very successful and very good pod-to-pod newsletter about podcasting. Joseph, again, we want to thank you so much for coming on and chatting on the Pod Up Podcast today.
Thank you so much, Matthew. It was a pleasure.
Again, a huge thanks to Joseph Berman for joining me on the Pod Up Podcast this week. If you want to support Joseph, make sure you're going to pod2pod.com. It's P-O-D-T-O-P-O-D.com and submit your email address. He sends this newsletter out just once a week, so it's not like you're signing up and all of a sudden you're going to get just spammed all of a sudden. You're going to get this newsletter once a week. You give it a nice scroll. There's tons of good information. Help you stay up to snuff on what is going on in the podcasting industry. Great resource. And so we're going to continue to support it. And I'm sure we'll have Joseph back on with, you know, maybe talking about some other industry things down the road. Now, going back to what I said about the interview being recorded by Ringer, as Joseph said, it was really easy to use. Because of time constraints, we weren't able to get him to his computer, into a mic, into a good internet connection. So I was like, all right, let's just try using this Ringer app. He's got a smartphone. I've got a smartphone. It shouldn't be a problem. The problem was I tested Ringer ahead of time because I wanted to get a slightly better sound than what my iPhone mic could produce. So I was like, all right, let me try plugging in my lavalier mic and some headphones, and maybe it'll record off that. And even though their app currently says that that's not a feature and that they're going to add it down the line, I did a quick test. I thought it worked. I thought it sounded great. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to use that with this interview with Joseph, and hopefully I'll sound awesome. As it turned out, I was wrong, and my test was wrong. So I had a lavalier mic nice and close and tight to my chest, but I put my iPhone a little bit further away from me, thinking I didn't need it to have it close to me. As a result, I sound like I'm in a giant echo chamber. But as you heard from Joseph's side, if you're literally holding your phone up to your face using the Ringer app, it's going to sound pretty solid. And again, you didn't hear any dropouts or any digital interference or anything like that. So again, Ringer is a fantastic app. They are going to make external mics part of their features. I believe they're even going to make conference calling part of their features going forward. So this really could be a great solution for all of your podcasting interview needs going forward. I mean, especially if you're in a pinch. You know, Joseph was like, hey, look, I can do it in an hour, but I can't get to my equipment. And me, I'm like, you know what? That's fine. I can easily pick up my phone and we can do it. So it was great. So again, go check out the Ringer app. Go check out awesound.com. because, you know, that's also a pretty nifty feature. Great for you new podcasters out there. And before I sign off here, of course, I'm going to plug some other stuff. You're going to have to go check out the HillaryBarskyShow.com. That's Hillary is H-I-L-A-R-I-E, Bar Sky, the Hillary Barsky Show. It's a daily podcast featuring Hillary Barsky, of course, her comedian friend Kathy Caldwell, and myself. Having a lot of fun on there. I think you'll have fun listening to it too. And of course, tune into more episodes of the Pod Up Podcast. Make sure you're following it on Twitter at poduppodcast.com. Subscribe on iTunes, getting it up on Stitcher. I think I've been saying to go there, and I realized it wasn't actually on there, so I got it up there now. Check it out on SoundCloud. Go to poduppodcast.com. And if you want to be interviewed on the Pod Up Podcast and talk about your podcasting venture, your technology, your newsletter, whatever it is you're doing to support and engage with the podcasting community, you are welcome to be on the Pod Up Podcast. So you can contact me through Pod Up Podcast on Twitter or go through my production website, mpassyproductions.com. It's M as in Matthew, P as in Peter, A-S-S-Y, productions.com. So thank you once again for listening, and Pod Up, everybody.